Drei wertvolle Tennis-Tipps von Tennis-Coach Lenker erfährst du in dieser Podcast-Episode. Vitality Sports, dein Podcast für innovatives Training und noch mehr Lebensfreude. Hallo, herzlich willkommen. Heute gibt es Tipps für dein Tennisspiel von unserem wundervollen Gast hier im Podcast-Studio, Lenker. Lenka ist mein Tennis-Coach und sie wird dir heute ihre Top 3 Tipps fürs Tennis verraten. Hey Lenka,
Hello
nice to have you
Stephanie,
here.
thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for your tips. I'm very excited.
First tip would be your feet work, and that doesn't matter if you are beginner, if you are advanced, but feet work on the tennis court is very important for to be fast, to play better, and yeah, if you are not in the right position with your feet, you cannot really hit it good shot. Yeah, and yes, be quick and train your also lower body, not just your upper body. Of course, upper body is important because there is the arms and the racket, and but lower body is also very important
The lower body brings you faster to the ball. To
to the next level.
the next
Yes,
level. Yes, perfect. Footwork. And do you prepare or do you recommend to prepare your tennis practice or your match?
Yes, so for sure, the way how everybody should start is with good warm up. Yes.
I
Good warm up, so your body get warm, your blood get flowing, your brain it's awake,
Yeah.
and yeah,
The joints
definitely.
are prepared.
Yes, they are warm, everything is
Yes.
ready for the game. Yeah.
In our trainings, we take care of a really good warm-up because it's a basis of everything you want to do in your training and your workout.
Yeah, so warm up, good warm up, and then after the day or after your training, for sure some good stretching, some mobility
And cool
and
down.
regeneration. Yes, yeah, good sleep.
Yeah.
Yes, good food, and so you are ready for the next day of training again. Yeah.
Sometimes you hear from tennis elbow. Tennis elbow is not only if you play tennis, but if you play tennis, it could happen too. What do you think is the most reason why it happens?
So mo the yeah the most reason why players get tennis elbow, it happens because of the wrong technique. Yes, so really take care of your technique, especially in the beginning. As a beginner, when you start playing tennis, I think it's a great idea first to start with the tennis coach, so you get the right movement and you don't have to get injured, or you don't have to feel your tennis elbow after 6 months of playing or 1 year of playing.
So take care before you feel the tennis elbow, because
Yes, yeah.
very often you have to take a pause
Yes,
to
just because of one small
the
tennis elbow.
motion.
Yeah. And it's really takes it takes a little bit. It's you learn wrong technique and you hit, I don't know, few balls, and then you can even feel it after 1 hour of training. Yeah. It depends. It depends. Sometimes you can feel it after 1 hour training, sometimes you can feel it after 6 months.
But
But
doesn't matter, the technique is not,
it's not,
at
yeah.
least the technique is not okay,
Yes,
so.
yeah. Once you feel it, something wrong on your arms, in your body, some pain, you should really focus on the technique more. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And tennis is a mostly one-handed sport. How do you handle it in your trainings? Do you use the left side too? Because how we talked before, it's not only the upper body what's important in tennis, it's the lower body as well. And it's not only one side, if you are right-handed, the right side, left-handed, the other side. So how do you implement the other side in your
In my
tennis
training.
training?
So usually if somebody is right-handed, so they play forehand with right-handed, and I try when they play backhand to use their left hand more, so they are focusing also more on the other part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I start also that they just play with left hand,
mm-hmm.
the other side, the backhand side, so they know the left hand is also important,
right.
That the left hand is not just there,
just hanging thing,
yeah, but it's also involved, yeah, and also same thing for the foot,
mm-hmm.
for the left foot, right? Sometimes you need to run towards the ball on that side, sometimes on that side, so you need both sides, right and left.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we have two cortex, yeah, one for the right side, the other one for the left side, and use both.
Yes, yeah.
The
to
better
be, yeah.
is the output, your performance, and you feel much better after the practice, after the workout.
Yes, that you have, yeah, that you have worked with all of your body,
yeah.
Not just one part.
Create your own balance.
Yes.
You won't find it. You have to create it. And,
yeah.
This is one.
One of the way.
One of the way you can
mm-hmm.
do it. Right. Yes. Thank you so
Thank
much
you so
for
much.
These awesome tips, and we hope you can use them and implement them in your tennis training. If you want to have a tennis class with Lenka, you find all the contact details in the show notes. Lenka, thank you so much for having you here.
Thank you, Stefanie. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to play with you.
Same, same.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Good night, your life. Deine Stefanie and...
And Lenka, your tennis coach.
Bye-bye.
Super.
Wenn dir diese Folge gefallen hat, zeige es uns mit einer 5-Sterne-Bewertung. Oder teile diese Episode mit deinen Freunden, Familie und Kollegen. Du unterstützt uns damit, mehr Menschen zu erreichen, damit auch sie von unseren wertvollen Tipps für noch mehr Vitalität und Lebensfreude profitieren. Von Herzen vielen Dank für deinen Support. Unser Podcast dient ausschließlich zu Informations- und Unterhaltungszwecken. Du nutzt unsere Inhalte auf eigenes Risiko. Die hier geäußerten individuellen Meinungen sind genau das, Meinungen. Sprich immer mit deinem Arzt, bevor du ein Trainings- oder Ernährungsprogramm beginnst. Die von uns hier bereitgestellten Informationen sind kein Ersatz für medizinische Beratung, Diagnose oder Behandlung.